2023年精编初中英语教学与评估，听力部分18。
Part 1 Listening。
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension。
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture。
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Trees are our friends. They work for us.
Trees are our friends. They work for us.
2. Our school is going to publish an English newspaper.
Our school is going to publish an English newspaper.
3. I wish to visit the Great Wall someday. It's so amazing.
I wish to visit the Great Wall someday. It's so amazing.
4. We should save water in our daily life because it's so precious.
We should save water in our daily life because it's so precious.
5. The Eiffel Tower is one of the famous structures in the world, isn't it?
The Eiffel Tower is one of the famous structures in the world, isn't it?
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6. Mike, how will you go to the hospital? By bus or by car?
Well, I want to drive my car.But it's not allowed these days, so I'll have to ride a bicycle. It's too far to walk there.
Question: How will Mike go to the hospital? 请再听一遍。Mike, how will you go to the hospital? By bus or by car?
Well, I want to drive my car, but it's not allowed these days, so I'll have to ride a bicycle. It's too far to walk there.
Question: How will Mike go to the hospital? Seven. Peter, which club would you join? The basketball club or the football club?
Neither. I prefer the reading club.
Question: Which club will Peter probably join? 请再听一遍。Peter, which club would you join?The basketball club or the football club?
Neither. I prefer the reading club.
Question: Which club will Peter probably join? 8. Jason, I'm going to the supermarket for some potatoes and tomatoes. Shall I buy you some oranges?
No, I would like some apples, please.
Okay.
Question: What will the woman buy for Jason?
请再听一遍。Jason, I'm going to the supermarket for some potatoes and tomatoes. Shall I buy you some oranges?
No, I would like some apples, please.
Okay.
Question: What will the woman buy for Jason?
9. This white t-shirt looks perfect on you, sir.
Thanks, but it's a little bigger.
Okay, try on this one, please. Size 40.
Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。This white t-shirt looks perfect on you, sir.
Thanks, but it's a little bigger.
Okay, try on this one, please. Size 40.
Question: What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
10. Are you all right, David? You look pale.
I'm not feeling well. I have a stomachache, Miss Brown.
Don't worry. Stay in the classroom and I'll call your mum.
Question. Where does this dialogue most likely take place?
请再听一遍。
Are you all right, David? You look pale.
I'm not feeling well. I have a stomachache, Miss Brown.
Don't worry. Stay in the classroom and I'll call your mum.
Question. Where does this dialogue most likely take place? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
There are many different stories about the history of the umbrella. According to an old Chinese story, the umbrella was invented by Lu Ban's wife about 3,000 years ago. Lu Ban was the most famous craftsman in ancient China. One day, Lu Ban and his wife were walking by the West Lake. They were enjoying the beautiful view when it suddenly started to rain heavily. After they returned home, they were already wet all over. It's terrible to get wet in the rain, Lu Ban's wife said. Can you make something to keep the rain out? Lu Ban answered, I can build some pavilions along the West Lake. You can hide under them when it rains. But pavilions can't move, Lu Ban's wife shook her head. Is it possible to make a movable pavilion that will always follow people when they walk? She thought about this question for a long time. One day, Lu Ban's wife saw some children playing in the rain. Each child was holding up a large lotus leaf to keep out of the rain. She got a good idea from the children. The next day, she made the first umbrella in ancient China.
请再听一遍。
There are many different stories about the history of the umbrella. According to an old Chinese story, the umbrella was invented by Lu Ban's wife about 3,000 years ago. Lu Ban was the most famous craftsman in ancient China. One day, Lu Ban and his wife were walking by the West Lake. They were enjoying the beautiful view when it suddenly started to rain heavily. After they returned home, they were already wet all over. It's terrible to get wet in the rain, Lu Ban's wife said. Can you make something to keep the rain out? Lu Ban answered, I can build some pavilions along the West Lake. You can hide under them when it rains. But pavilions can't move, Lu Ban's wife shook her head. Is it possible to make a movable pavilion that will always follow people when they walk? She thought about this question for a long time. One day, Lu Ban's wife saw some children playing in the rain. Each child was holding up a large lotus leaf to keep out of the rain. She got a good idea from the children. The next day, she made the first umbrella in ancient China. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Does a classroom by the sea sound like a dream? A school in southern Spain has made this dream come true for its students. It has moved its classrooms to the beach. In the classroom by the sea, children wear masks and sit at desks on the sand. This school is trying to combine clean air with a new way of teaching. The lessons are part of a plan called Fresh Air. It aims to create better air quality for children during COVID-19. The kids at the school are aged between 3 and 12. Many of them said they preferred to be at the beach. One student said, I feel happier and more relaxed here. The teachers have been taking care of the kids to make sure that they are safe during lessons and breaks. The children are having great fun here, said an English teacher. They won't forget what they have learned here. The classroom by the sea is more than just a beach setting. Students can learn more about the local environment. Some fishermen have shown the kids their nets. They have also taught the students how to catch fish. Some members of a local group have even brought history lessons to life by dressing themselves up as Roman soldiers. The children have been able to learn and play well in this wonderful nature classroom.
请再听一遍。
Does a classroom by the sea sound like a dream? A school in southern Spain has made this dream come true for its students. It has moved its classrooms to the beach. In the classroom by the sea, children wear masks and sit at desks on the sand. This school is trying to combine clean air with a new way of teaching. The lessons are part of a plan called Fresh Air. It aims to create better air quality for children during COVID-19. The kids at the school are aged between 3 and 12. Many of them said they prefer to be at the beach. One student said, "I feel happier and more relaxed here." The teachers have been taking care of the kids to make sure that they are safe during lessons and breaks. The children are having great fun here, said an English teacher. They won't forget what they have learned here. The classroom by the sea is more than just a beach setting. Students can learn more about the local environment. Some fishermen have shown the kids their nets. They have also taught the students how to catch fish. Some members of a local group have even brought history lessons to life by dressing themselves up as Roman soldiers. The children have been able to learn and play well in this wonderful nature classroom.